بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله تعالى: إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدعو شهوته وطعامه من أجلي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected ulama, ikram, father, ikram, brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us this very Mubarak month, a month which came with its mercy, a month which brought the barakah, a month in which it brought muhabba, love, understanding, a month where we shared with each other, a month of reformation. And this month, how it came and how it has gone, it is absolutely very sad at this moment when we are parting from this beautiful month of Ramadan. And Wallahu Azeem, if only the effects of this month of Ramadan remains in us after the month of Ramadan, then this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can lead a most beautiful life after the month of Ramadan. If we only can understand this, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in this dunya, in this world, it is a place of plowing our seeds, sowing our seeds of goodness, of righteousness, so that we make the best of it in this month, so it can continue after the month of Ramadan. We enrolled ourselves for 50 days, like going into a varsity, going into a madrasa, a school, where you take enrollment and you follow what the instructions come from that organization or from that varsity or from that school and madrasa. So we enrolled ourselves, we had registered ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the next 30 days I will be following your obedience and I will do that which you are pleased with. Now, keeping this in mind, the background of it, of this particular month of Ramadan, how fortunate are we that we had enrolled, alhamdulillah. And now that the month of Ramadan has come to an end, now many of us, alhamdulillah, we had passed with flying colors. And that
is if we had followed what Allah commands us. And it is indeed unfortunate and sad for that person that who had enrolled himself but did not fulfill the rites of the month of Ramadan, then most certainly there will be so much of remorse and sadness in his heart. But if he has that remorse and sadness in his heart, that oh Allah, the month went, but I did not fulfill your command, then it is still not too late. We don't need to be despondent. Allah al-Azim, insan is such. I mean, alhamdulillah, we see brothers are sitting for itikaf, subhanallah. Allah accepts his sitting.
Amen.
But itikaf, if you look into Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Allah al-Azim, if you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his days of itikaf, how were they spent? It was himself in the cubicle. It was himself in the cubicle. It was a need, he came, he went in, and he did what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to do. Please do not get me wrong. Please do not get me wrong and misunderstand my point. Today, unfortunately, even our itikafs have become the most comfortable itikafs. It has become an itikaf of easiness. It has become an itikaf whereby Allah be marked on our dasturkhan, it's a party. When somebody told me that there is, when itikafs are being arranged, alhamdulillah, yes, good programs, everything. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, itikaf, if you revisit it, then you'll understand it is not what our itikafs are. When somebody told one of the recent itikafs, when mashallah, a lot of people, so many hundreds of people and everything going on, and when he told me that they spent 900,000 rands for itikaf, then it made me to think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even have khajur to break his fast. So how sad, how we have become to the times of today. We are following the times of today. My Jamaat Muslimi appeal is, let us go back to basics. We need all to go back to basics. If we can only get back to basics, our masajid will be run well, our madaris will be run well, our organizations will be run well. But if we want to live to the level of the technology that's going with us, this morning after Fajr Salah, a brother came to me at the masjid where I make imamah, and he said, Mawlana, please announce, please talk. I said, talk of what? He says that people sitting in a car have cell phones running, communication with the world. Allahu Akbar! Shabak Muslimi, communication with the world. And he said, I overheard this, that when the brother said, but I sent you a message. I sent you a message a little while ago and you never responded. He said, that's where you realize that the communication is gone right into our masajid, right into the cubicle. And wallah al-Azim, we need to take a stand on this. We need to advise. Maybe perhaps people forget, a reminder is good, a deen and nasiha. Deen is nasiha, deen is advice. So as I was saying, my focal is not the itikaf, but we need to come to basics when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is how he made his Ramadan, how he made his ibadah in this beautiful month in the last few nights of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many places do Nabiya Kareem says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, the word insan. Small little word, insan. If we analyze this word and go deeper into this word, what insan means, and if everyone can just bring every letter of insan into our lives, then Jamaat al-Muslimin, mothers and sisters, wallahu al-azim, we will see a beautiful life to live. We won't be stressed. We won't say, you know, I'm fed up with life. We won't give, you know, we won't show this this heartening in ourselves. We won't show that we are na'udhu billah. We won't show that, oh Allah, have you created me for this? For this difficulty that I'm going through. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that if we only adhere to the Sharia and the Sunnah and the Quran, we will be successful in this world any day after. Look around the world. Look what's happened. Why? We spend so many days of itikaf. We spend so much of charity. We spend so much of zakat in this month of Ramadan. But why don't we see the beautiful life of ours? Maybe we have to ask ourselves, I'm discharging my zakat. My zakat is going out. Is the recipient correct? Or is it just I take my zakat and give it to an organization, but you can look at my zakat. You distribute it, I give it to you. Or is it that I look for the poor, I look to the needy, I help the needy, and look for them, give them the zakat. Is it not because of that, that there is no barakah in our sustenance, in our risk? Not only in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan too. Why? Is the recipient of zakat correct? Did I give my zakat to the right person? Because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises that whatever we give zakat in the path of Allah, that becomes a reward and it becomes a barakah in your risk, in your wealth. In appearance it looks like we're giving away money. Interest we're receiving money. But subhanAllah, interest is forbidden and that brings the bare barakah, the uneasiness in the home and the family. The home that we are living on interest. Today, subhanAllah, Allah has given us so much of wealth. Allahu Azim. If we calculate, Jamaat Muslim, please do not get me wrong again. If you really calculate and see the amount of our South Africans that travel to Haramain Sharifain, last year 15,000 visas were being issued. And if you put a calculation behind each package, it's 450 million rand. Allahu Akbar. And then it's become a norm. I'm just giving a few points to understand what Ramadan is. And then we say that we take our whole families and families together. Where it says they take families, children and go? Is it another honeymoon? Is it another holiday? Because the akhlaq of yours don't change when you come back. If you're really going for the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need to be a change when we come back home. Allah make us maaf. I know of one brother who went for Umrah and he came back. The next time he visited his shop, it was 20-30% more. Is it that what Umrah is teaching us? It cost me a packet to go and I had to recoup that money and that loss, nonetheless, loss and expense that I had. So if you really look at 450 million rand, what can we not do with 450? We don't even have a small little room that we can say we give free of charge dialysis to our elders. After 65 or 60, even the government hospitals don't want them. So what happens? We have to take them into a private clinic, which costs 2,000 to 2,500 at each visit. We cannot even put up a small little dialysis center. But we've got money of 450 million rand to spend to go to the Haramain Sharifain. No doubt, we all have tamanna, we all want to go. But it's not becoming that, Jamaat Muslimin, it is becoming twice and thrice a year. Allahu Akbar, absolutely very, very safe. I'm just giving an example. There was a brother with such dire of need, who was about to lose his home, who worked for so many years on his home. And when he asked for a request on help by an individual, not by the organization, by the individual, he said, "Bye, you have come back to the, you have come late. I just said, you know, use my money somewhere else." Subhanallah, third day he is on his trip back to Umrah. What was his first at that point? Is to look after his brother's welfare to get him out of his problem. So Jamaat Muslimin, Ramadan is such that now speaking of this word in the Quran, Kareem, coming back to that word, insan. Insan is being used so many times in the Quran Kareem. If somebody has that amount to know what many times, please notify me, let me know. I haven't heard how many times Quran in the Quran Insan has come. But if you take the letter Insan and look at the first word, the first letter, it says Alif. Alif for Allah. Noon for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third letter says Sin, Sirah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth letter says Alif, Amar bil Ma'ruf. And the Noon, Nahya Alim Munkar. So is it not guaranteed that if we bring Insan, that letters in our lives, and bring it practical, when we bring Allah, we cannot mix milk with water. You cannot call it, either you call it milk or you call it water. You cannot say both water and milk. So we cannot have dunya and Allah in our hearts. Dunya has captured us. Allah forgive me, you're all part of it. Dunya has captured us. Whereas the dunya is supposed to be like our shadow. When we walk, in front of me is the shadow, when the sun is behind me. Then the shadow is in front through the hadith of Kamapala alayhi salatu wasalam. We are then chasing that shadow. Were you able to catch that shadow? Never. It will run and go further. But the more you walk, the shadow will go more further. So dunya is like that. The more we chase, it's still not sufficient for us. And if you put the dunya behind us, if the sun is in front and the shadows are at the back, then Allah will make the dunya to work for us. Unfortunately, we the other way around. We are not working to the dunya must work for us. We are working for the dunya. So when this word Allah, or Allah the Creator comes into our lives, all the time my fear is my Rabb is looking at me. Whatever I want to do, my Rabb is looking at me. I want to, even somebody wants to cheat the next person, if he's got Rabb in him, he's not going to do it. He wants to make zina, his Rabb is looking. So if Rabb is in our heart, in our body and in our mind, then Jamaat Muslimin, Wallahu Azim, we will see beautiful life that Allah has given us, such a short life. After 50, they say it's bonus. No more. After 50, you see people are leaving this world. Before 50 also, great-grandfathers are burying their great-grandchildren. Reality of life. How many janazas did we not see on our WhatsApp messages this Ramadan? Plenty of janazas. But it's not reminding us about the Akhirah. There's only two chairs. One is a takht and one is a takhta. Takht is the throne. And takhta is that plank where our janazah will be brought for ghusl. Everybody is running behind the takht and not the takhta. The takht, everybody is running behind the throne. For the chair, the fight over the chair. But as far as the takhta, Allah says, Mayam apko zabardasti dilata ho. Allah says, I bring you by force to that place. You haven't got a choice. You have to come onto that plank one day, that ghusl khana or that bath. In the olden days we had planks, today mashallah we were famous to you. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Our janaza also, my two sons are in Venezuela. And when they gave me one card guzari and they said, Abba send us five musalla. I was, what are you saying? Five musalla for what? Is Abba where we could perform Tarawih? It's such a poor area that they don't have musalla in the masjid. So they asked, but they send us five musalla. Five musallas is an effort to send from here, mashallah, our musallah, the color change, you want to change the musallah. The color change with the sun, you want to change our musallah. Where are we going to? He said they were fortunate to be in giving some taru guzari for us just to motivate all of us to understand where we stay. When I told my two sons, I said, look, go and learn the Quran al-Kareem. I told him, so one, alhamdulillah, the Hafiz al-Quran, he went for Dua, the other one for 15 Jews, he went for completing his 15 Jews. The Ustad is Mawlana Muhammad Munshi Sahib, Tahmad al-Barakatum, Allah give him a long life. Very dedicated man, Wallahu al-Azim, who left the comfort of this country, this world where we live in, and who has gone there to make deen khidmat, to bring Allah in the people's heart. You know what he says? In Venezuela, there is no Maslam Masail. Is this halal, haram, this, that? Is this jayz, not jayz? Is this Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki? Ah! There the concern is Iman. How do we bring them back into the fold of Islam and the descendants are from the Arabian Peninsula, subhanAllah. We have lost Iman totally. So he says they were fortunate to be in 5 or 6 janazas when they buried. He said, Allahu Akbar, when they took these janazas and buried them, it was in a coffin firstly, put into the ground, and a load of concrete been poured onto there. There's not a single person around to read one Surah Yasin for the deceased. This is the level and the condition of the people there. And today, subhanAllah, even our ghusl khanas have become automated. I see on ghusl khana of a janaza place, it's automated. You know, you just take the rice, bring it on top, bring the crane, pick up the janaza and put it onto the rest. Allah. I've seen it personally. I mean, maybe there's reasons also, ladies can't pick up the body, can be heavy. Possible or not, especially there could be a reason. But we are the men. We are the house people that come inside and pick up the janaza and put it onto the bath, onto the ghusl. So you say, subhanAllah, Abbas, here we have such comfort in our janazas too. Allahu Akbar. Because Marshall standing, taking the janaza. He says there's nobody to read even one Surah Yasin round the Qabr and leave alone there. Today here in South Africa, even our Surah Yasin box is also beautified and kept so beautifully. So Jamaat Muslimin, what is our purpose in life? Is to bring Allah. We need to bring Allah first. If Allah is in our heart, then the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also will come in our heart. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There are two aspects of the kalima. The first, La ilaha illallah, and the second, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these two come into our life, as I mentioned of Alif and Noon, then we need to look into the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can speak on ours on Allah. We can speak on our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so forth with the other letters of insan. But just briefly I'm talking of. When you bring the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Jamaat Muslimin, what a beautiful life we live. Look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the best of the fathers, the best of the husbands, the best of the neighbor, the best of the leader. He had all qualities in him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave us in a dark. Never ever. He had left us anywhere to say that you don't have a solution for it. Today, unfortunately, we have become self-centered. You know, especially, Allahul Azim, when we read Quran, it must be for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I take my reading of the Quran and post it to somebody, then I've got a problem in my sincerity. If somebody else did it, recorded and took it and put it over so many social media, it's a different issue. But I myself become self-centered and I try and put deen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had that quality in him. He was the most humble of humbles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his two sons, Imam Ahsan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, when they would foreplay on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's back, when he was in sajda or while reading salah. Today we get so irritated and offended when we see children and then we want to make big instructions that, you know, children must do this. Take the children away from here and this. Right? Okay, bring them to the masjid as long as they are obedient. And as long as they are following and listening and standing at the back and listening to the Quran, alhamdulillah. But when they don't, then here are Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his children on his back. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha comes in. You know, he scolds the children, chase them away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, said, Bibi Fatima, subhanallah, the queen of Jannah, a father addressing the daughter, what relationship? She said, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Bibi Fatima, they're not on your back, they're on my back. Leave them. Leave Hassan and Hussain. Jamaat Muslimin, that was the love Rasulullah and the seerah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. Today, subhanallah, how many bayans are we listening to? What vast knowledge is there, Allah? Whether it's the radio stations, whether it's the media, whether it's the WhatsApp, social media, whatever media we have, Jamaat Muslimin, there's so much of knowledge. But there's no amal. There's no practice. In the times of our elders, and the elder people are sitting, mashallah, with white and green beards. Subhanallah, ask them. Knowledge was so little, but wallahul azim, the muhabba was great. Huh? We would share our vehicles with each other. We would share our homes with each other. And that was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught it to the Sahaba. Sahaba traveled from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah to Munawwara. And when they came to Madinah Munawwara, a Sahabi also who had two wives, divorced his one wife and said to his other, Muhajir, coming from Makkah, that you married my other wife. Allahu Akbar. This is the love they had for each other. Today, we don't have these qualities. We really need to scrutinize ourselves. And deep down, I myself was looking to my, I have so many faults. But Allah Ta'ala brings the reality of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, his mubarak tariqah, his sirah into our lives. How we deal our children, how we speak to our wives. Sometimes a person says, mashallah, he's so such a big buzuru, try to ask his wife. He should ask his wife, is he really a buzuruk? If she tells you he's a buzuruk, then remember he's a buzuruk of Allah. But divine, if she's the one who's going to give the exact lifestyle of her husband. Nobody was able to do that. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is the most narrator of ahadith. Why? Because she lived with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever they wanted to know, they would ask Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha about the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because she was the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As much as the maids were close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there are certain things which are in privacy. And those will be narrated by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Jamaat Muslimin, let us get Allah in us. Let us get the Nabi in us. And let us get the Seerah in us. And then when you make Amr bin Ma'aruf wa Nahi Anil Munkar, this is becoming such a difficult thing, Jamaat Muslimin, Amr bin Ma'aruf wa Nahi Anil Munkar. Today you can't tell somebody anything. The moment you say, people get upset. People don't want to accept. People say, my Mawlana said this. The other one said, my Mufti said this. Wallahu al-Azim, we can only respect. Even if somebody is not my ustad, I still respect him. He may be an ustad of somebody else. So that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Amr bin Ma'aruf and Wannahi alim Munkar come into our life again once more. That is why initially at the beginning I said, let's come back to basics. If we come back to basics, the life that we had led all the time. Yes, we get caught up in the world outside. After from here when we leave, sometimes it is like that naturally, insan is like that, we forget what we heard also. But if we can just take one point home, and that is the noor, after Amr bin Ma'aruf and Nahya Anil Munkar, we got the whole insan into our, in us. And we follow this insan as Allah has instructed insan to do. All this is with iman. Otherwise, insan is insan. Insan non-Muslim is also insan. But he cannot follow this because he got no iman. So if we take the note of this Ramadan, we don't know. I don't know if you can maybe tell me, Steph, that how many of the community people have left already from this world, from last Ramadan to today? Allahu Akbar. Quite a few, I'm sure. Quite a few already left last Ramadan who are here. This Ramadan, they're not here. We don't know next Ramadan, we are here or we're not here. But we hope that we make dua to Allah, let us see many, many Ramadan. But Ramadan, our practicality in changing our lives. Today, very, very sad, you find even youngsters or wherever people, you know, there's no respect, there's no tolerance, there's no... Why? It's because they have left out Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqa. Now, when we have enrolled ourselves and we've got the noor of 30 days, if it is 30, in our lives, we need to carry that out after the month of Ramadan. In conclusion, an advice to you, maybe this one particular advice you take back home. You know, when we have rubies, gold, diamond, silver, where it comes out from? It comes out from the ground. Effort is made towards it. It's an unseen thing, it's an unseen stone. They will dig into it and they finally, you find that ruby, you find the silver, you find the gold. And after that, what do you do with it? You treasure it. You look after it because why? It is now valuable. It has value. A child that who does not know the value of a diamond will play around with the diamond and the gold around him just like any other ordinary stone. Because the child doesn't understand the value of that stone. But the moment you understand the value of the stone, then we look at it and appreciate it and we value it, even put it in the deepest of the deepest safe. Because you don't want anybody to take it away. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, my advice to you is that let us not destroy the noor of Allah on the very first day of Eid. When we will be spending our monies on our children, our daughters and our mothers. Let it not be that our buying be such that they are totally open on the first day of Eid. Allahu Akbar. On the first day, destroying the noor. Because our mothers and our daughters and our khalas and our pupils and all our aunties and everyone, they are valuable gems. Allah has kept them valuable. Like how we treasure the diamond and the ruby, similarly we should treasure our women folk at home. We should advise them. Who is paying for the clothes? How are we going to dress on the first day of Eid? It becomes very, very sad. Today, mashallah, everything goes... Somebody just told me that yesterday, I think it was, he said, the Morana things have changed, styles are changing. I said, what is the latest style? He said, now the kurtas are BMW. Kurta was a BMW, kurta was a Audi. Morana, you've got a choice. Which one you want to choose? What car are you going to drive on the day of Eid? So that is the BMW kurta, Allahu Akbar. So it's no more sunnah. It's absolutely no more sunnah. If it was a sunnah, then you will wear a sunnah the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Now if you're going to have all the fancy kinds of kurta then, Allahu Akbar, what different Jamaat al-Muslimin on the day of Eid, who are we showing that, who are we rejoicing for? Our rejoice is of the day of Eid. And to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There, Jamaat al-Muslimin, on the day of Eid, what is the day? What is Eid? What is the joy of a mu'min? Let me put it that way. What is the joy of a mu'min? The joy of a mu'min is the day he doesn't break the command of Allah and the day he has added extra good actions in his life. That is the day of Eid. Not being the day of Eid itself. Any day that passes in your life, if you have made Allah razi, if you have made Allah happy, and you have fulfilled Allah's right, and you have saved yourself from guna, then that day think that it is a day of Eid for me, that I have fulfilled my obligatory actions and my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all our good actions that we have did in this month of Ramadan. The mu'attabeen that are sitting for i'tikaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their effort. And let that be a means and a way for the entire man's hidayah in the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us muhabba and love. Let us take out this hasad, this boast, this riyah, this jealousy. Let us take it out of our heart. Sometimes you see, Allah, we speak so many bayans. Maybe Mufti must have come here in this member. Maybe Olanas must have come. Why is there no change in our life? Is it because of the hasad? Is it because of riyakari? Is it because of jealousy? What is it? So we need to reflect and ask Allah to take all these vices, evil vices, out of our system. As we purify 30 days our system, let us inshallah continue with that for the next, not only next Ramadan, till Maut and Malikul Maut takes our role. In conclusion, I'll finally, as a pretense conclusion, subhanAllah, things just come in my mind, Jamaatul Muslimin, we say the day of Qiyamah, there are two kinds of Qiyamah. One is an individual Qiyamah and one is a collective Qiyamah. The individual Qiyamah is the day when we see Malikul Maut. That is the individual Qiyamah. The day we see Malikul Maut, Allahu Akbar, no Tawbah is accepted, nothing is accepted. No good deed is accepted, nothing. Till until we don't see Malikul Maut, we can make istighfar and Tawbah and repent. And then a collective Qiyamah is going to be when you all are going to be getting up from Medan-e-Hashar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first one to be raised from the Rawd al-Mubarak. He'll be the first one to get up. From there, two angels will hold him, two in green dress, one on the right, one on the left. And he will say, Ummati, Ummati, where's my Ummah? His concern will be, where's my Ummah? Allahu Akbar. When he was in this world, he said, my Ummah. Ya Allah, this pain that I'm going to get, I'm having this pain in my chest. Ya Allah, is this my Ummah also going to get? Allahu Akbar, fikr and the worry. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, the angels will show him that today is your ummati. The Maidan al-Hashr is ready. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. He will go into sajda. He will prostrate. He will not lift his sajda for a long period. Long period. And then Allah will ask him, Oh my servant, oh Nabi, what do you want from me today? Ask me today, what do you want? My mercy is coming down. What do you want? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of mine. Allahu Akbar. This Nabi who will worry for us on the day of Qiyamah, today we have taken his sunnahs and threw it out of our homes. We have taken our sunnahs out of the home. We have taken deen out of our home. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be putting a Mubarak head on the ground. And you will cry to Allah for the forgiveness of his ummah. This is the concern. Every Nabi will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, the beautiful khutbah that the Imam read sometimes from the member. Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Rabbana, Nafsi, Nafsi. Each Nabi will say, he will say, I ate the apple of the tree, the apple from the tree, I did this, I did that. Not guna, because Nabis are all ma'asum. But the errors they made in their life, because of that, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, he was giving da'wah to the people, and they were not listening to him. What he did? He took his way and started moving on. Allah did not like this action of his. Allah said to him that you should have waited for my command to come to you. So all will have a kind of errors in their life they had made. But they will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. Then somebody will say, Ummati, Ummati. Go to the Nabi of Allah. And you will say, Ummati, Ummati. You will still want to embrace this Ummah who has thrown the deen out of the house. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all. May Allah give us a tawfiq. And may you, inshallah, have a good, wonderful Eid. And Allah Ta'ala make it acceptable the day of the Eid. And please, the last message that I mentioned, take it home. With love, with understanding. Hug your wife, hug your children, explain to them. So this is the day of Eid. We need to be making our Allah happy. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, whatever wrong we have done, Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, guide us with Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, let the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in our hearts, in our minds, in our efforts, in our daily life. Ya Allah, let us bring the Sirah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Allah, although who are ill and sick, Allah, give them shifa kamil ajila. Allah, although they've left this world, Ya Allah, make the qubur, make the graves, Ya Allah, a piece of Jannah, the garden of Jannah. And Allah, forgive them and forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, look after the Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all evil vices. Ya Allah, those who are going for Hajj, accept the Hajj. Allah, make the suffer easy for them. Ay Allah, give them a maqbool, accept the Hajj. Ay Allah, all those who are sitting for itikaf, Allah, you accept it. And Ay Allah, let it be a means of hidayah to the entire of mankind. And Ay Allah, you forgive us, forgive our mothers, forgive our sisters. Ay Allah, you guide them, protect them. Ay Allah, you look after their izzah. Ay Allah, you look after their izzah. Ay Allah, you forgive them for the wrong things and the wrong evils that we have did in this world. Allah, you forgive each and every one. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحية فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم الحمد لله رب العالمين.